Oh, Snookums, you're home. Dear God, I've missed you. My sickness got so much worse. It started with just a sore throat, but listen to my voice. I sound ridiculous. Sounds like I've gone down like 3 octaves. I told you it sounded like I was going through second puberty. I don't know what to do. I think I might have to call in sick tomorrow. I was only able to get away with it today because I had my mask on and didn't have to talk. When we get orders, I just make them in the back and got my work wife to call them out for me. We were being naughty and had to hide it, but it is what it is, or I'd have to call in sick and miss another day's pay. The rent is due soon, and I have a horrible inclination our landlord is gonna raise it because of, well... I mean, the cost of everything is getting astronomical. No, baby, it's fine. I can push myself. You know what I'm like when I get determined. Was your day all right, at least? Yeah, not bad at all, then. Maybe that promotion isn't so far out of your reach. We could be doing with the pay increase. Means that I'll have more money to spoil you rotten with. Oh, baby, I don't know if I should kiss you, though. What happens if you get sick, like... Well, you've done it now. Right. Well, seems like we're both in trouble with the sickness. Well, if we're both ill, then takeaway is the only logical explanation for tonight. Oh, darling, can I maybe ask a favor? I know it's a bit selfish, but do you think you could bathe me? My joints are getting quite sore on top of my nose being blocked and all this pressure in my head. It's crazy that all it takes is a big wad of mucus stuffed up my nose and I'm feeling like this. Breathe through your nose for me, yeah? Now appreciate that sensation, because I sure as hell miss it right now. I think the steam from the bath would help unclog it for me, just for a few seconds. You know, some moments of relief. Mayhaps my pumpkin pie could be an angel and run the bath for me and I get in it? You're the best, baby. Let me take these off. Oh my goodness, steam feels so nice to breathe in. My throat feels so damn dry. I mean, I'm sure you can probably hear it. The only problem now is that my nose is leaking like a damn tub. I've been pinching my nose through my mask during the day, and I swear, I don't think I have any skin left on the end of it. Why did I have to get sick? I think I must have picked this up from work. Some customers are very eager for their morning coffee, so when I call their name out with it still in my hand, they'll grab it and we'll make contact by accident. Don't get me wrong, I wash my hands often, but I think they say all it takes is like one eye rub or a touch of your mouth and it's game over. Once it's in your system, doesn't matter how quick or fast the passing was, it's gonna kick your little tushy. I mean, it is human nature to scratch an itch, so you can't blame me. And to be honest, in the morning, the amount of customers that come through the doors plus through the drive-thru, I'm surprised I don't get ill more often. Could you maybe pour the water down my back? Oh my god, that is heavenly. I love it here. How did I get such an amazing boyfriend again? Who would have thought that all I needed in my life was little old you? I kind of like our backstory, if you will, our lore together. That we knew each other in kindergarten, but ended up at different elementary and high schools and met up again in adulthood. My mom swears up and down that she has a photo of us together when I was sitting on your lap for some reason. Yeah, from kindergarten when we were like 4 years old. She'd be horrified to what kind of lap sitting we do now. It hurts to giggle. Oh, woe is me. It's just come on out of nowhere. I did take some aspirin at work just to help me get through it, but like all of a sudden the pressure is too much. My head feels fuzzy and very heavy on my neck. Maybe we get a snuggle session after this? I'll send a text when we get out to my manager, and if she gives me any shit about calling in, so help me God, I will end her entire existence with one call to human resources. Seriously, you'd be shocked at how easy it is to stand up for yourself at work, especially when you work in hospitality and you're sick. That's why she's too scared to cut my hours back as punishment. If she fires me, then, big whoop. I'll just work at the coffee store that's around the block. They have a high turnaround for a reason, and I am more than happy to be a part of the statistics that make them look so bad. Now, how needy am I allowed to be tonight? Ooh, I'm allowed to ask for anything, you say? All right, then I might take you up on that offer, mister. How about I get my body washed, my hair brushed, washed, dried, and then lotioned, and then big snuggles for a little post-work nap together, then wake up to takeaway. And then, oh, I don't think anything could top that. Could life truly get better at this point? I don't think so. Being held by my man, treated like a goddess. Oh, not even heaven itself could offer such a reward. Yeah, just with this sponge here, pretty please. If you do get sick because you kissed me, then I'll happily return the favor. I'll even let you be the little spoon since I'm just so generous like that. Ah, no, this is the princess treatment. Don't even have to wash myself? I would say does soap smell nice, but I lost my sense of smell and taste about 5 hours ago. But before you say anything, no, it's not that. I made sure to take a test before work, but I'm not really entirely sure that people are bothering at this point. I think it's just kind of being accepted as something that happens, that you just get in passing, like chickenpox as a child. This is just a regular old virus I've got. Maybe it's the common cold because of the time of year, but I'm unsure. I know if you go to college, the first week everyone gets destroyed by sickness because there's just so many people mingling from all corners of the world. Same happens in kindergarten and other educational facilities. Ah, it is glorious when you do that over my back. It's like on par with when water that's stuck in your ear finally comes out, or when you take the first bite of food when you're starving. Actually, yeah, I still have my appetite, so I should be quite thankful for that. You can get a cold that makes you insatiable and other varieties that leave you uninterested in food, and considering I could eat fried chicken and fries right now, I would say I have the hungry version. What did I eat today? You're funny. I had a cake pop and some iced tea. Yes, that's it. Oh, come on, you know what I'm like. I can't eat properly unless I'm in the comfort of my own home with my man beside me chowing down too. Yes, I will still complain that my tummy hurts. I don't care about your memes, even if they are true. Yeah, my brush is just on the counter up there. It's that pink one. Yeah, that one. My hair shouldn't be too knotted. I just did it in a messy bun today. Sometimes I can be bothered styling it, but no, today was not one of those days. I think you prefer when I do a high ponytail, actually. Careful, you know I'm a sensitive bean. Well, I could do it myself, but what's the fun in that? I am being treated like royalty, just how I deserve. You actually, didn't go into too much detail about your work today. Is everything all right? Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure, that's all. You know I care about you, right? You're my man. I gotta look out for you. And I know I struggle to be serious a lot, and when I am serious, it's quite startling to you, but I just have to make sure you're feeling good, and it's hard for you to look after me, right? If you're not feeling good. So if we both equally feel good, then we can make sure the other person feels good, and it's like a really positive feedback loop. So, I am just doing a little checkup on you. That's all, sugar. I know sometimes your needs can get low because you're so focused on others or work or just in a world of your own. That manly, what's that thing you do where you stare off into oblivion? Oh, I forgot the word, but only guys can do it. I'm always gonna be here for you, right? Even if I'm sick and you're the one doing the pampering. I'd do this for you in a heartbeat. You know that, yeah? Okay, I don't need you to completely detangle my hair with a brush, so it'll sort itself out when I dry it. Yeah, just that shampoo there. I would say it's coconut scented, but nothing is scented at all right now. Well, at least I can smell good for you. Oh my god, yes. It's like I'm at the salon. I swear, they are taught to massage your scalp because it feels so damn good and it makes the price you pay worth it. I've not gone in a very long time though. It does get expensive quickly. I think there was like a weird article that was like, if you get the same service with shorter hair, they'll still charge you more just because you're like a chick that walked in. Which, it sucks, but that's life. Plus, everything's getting expensive, so, you know, fair wages and all that. But had I known that you had these magic hands of yours, I think I would have came to the boyfriend salon a lot earlier. So, when can I make my next appointment with you? I like the crunchiness of the bubbles as well. This is bliss, I tell you, complete bliss. No, you aren't boring me. You're making me feel so relaxed and soothed. It's making me tired. Maybe we should hop out of the bath once I rinse my hair off. I was on my feet all day today, and we were pretty swamped. I actually couldn't figure out why it was more busier than usual. I guess sometimes it's just a game of chance. Okay, this isn't ideal, but I'll just run my hair under the top. I know, it's getting too long, but I like it that way. It makes me happy. Oh, darling, would you kindly hand me the towel so I can quickly dry it off? Thank you. It's so heavy when all the water is stuck in my hair. That's why it takes so long to dry as well. Just have to be careful not to rough it up too much, or it's bad for the hair health. You know, I've never really been into like oiling or anything. I just believe I got lucky with my hair genes. It's thick and long, but it gets greasy fast. I heard the straighter your hair is in general, the more oil it produces over, say, wavy or curly hair. I honestly need to sit down and do some research, but I'm a lazy butt. Plus, I'm not well right now, so can you blame me? No. I have to be careful tipping my head forward too much. It feels like I'm gonna fall over and all the pressure in my head, that's weird. Maybe all that steam was good for my nose, but not so much for the rest of my body. I'll drink water, I promise, there's some by my bedside table, okay? I'll get it then. I swear, the sound of toweling my own hair and getting it over my ears sounds so relaxing. It's a shame the fabric is so coarse, or I'd be tempted to keep doing this over and over. All right, I'm almost done, just give me one more second. Then, to blast the crap out of my hair, and then my handsome man can lotion me up, and I can hardly hold a note. And then we can get snuggled up together in bed. You can act like my hot water bottle tonight. I have to confess, stealing your heat is one of my favorite things to do when I wake up in the middle of the night. That and steal a few kisses from you. All right, give me one second and I'll be done. Love you. Hey baby, you looking for a job? Wanna lotion me up, big boy? I love you. Can we do it in the bed? I can definitely feel a nap coming on. Can you blame me though? I'm such a sleepyhead, I know, but nothing feels better than the sensation of drifting off. I don't know why it's so pleasant and peaceful. I've never actually slept better since we moved in together. Having you in bed with me just soothes me. I can't imagine not sleeping by your side anymore. You know those couples that have an argument and one goes to the couch to sleep that night? Absolutely not. I couldn't handle that at all. Plus, imagine going to sleep mad at each other. How could I ever do that? You're my baby. You're my boo. I need you in my life. It's hard enough when I go to work and you aren't there. Yeah? Can you do it on my face as well, handsome? Thank you. Yeah, just gently apply it. No pulling. If you pull the skin, it ages you. That's why you tap it on. Or I do anyway. Don't worry, I'll forgive you this time. Because you're looking after me. You should really let me do a skincare routine on you one night. Get those cute panda masks that moisturize the ever-living stuff out of your skin. Sorry, I don't know, I just didn't want to swear there. I want to get all snuggled up and cozy and cute with you. Ooh, if I did pamper you, I could also pluck your eyebrows too. Come on, one day you're gonna have to let me. It's like girlfriends when they want to pop your pimples as well. You only want me to do the ones on your back, but sometimes you get them on your chest because of your hair. Oh, you're gonna have to let me at some point. Please, please, please. On an unrelated note, I do know what I want for Christmas this year. I'm teasing. I think I've had enough lotion time. Now it is time for some much-deserved snuggles. Oh, you are so warm. I need to know your secret. Squeeze me. Hold me closer. Knowing I'm cared for and protected by you. How did I get so damn lucky? I don't get it. Now give me a kiss. I can never go back to sleeping on my own. You have ruined my life. But for the better, though. I still remember the first night we slept together, and my heart was beating out of my chest. I was so worried I couldn't sleep, but you just held me nice and tight and made sure I was okay. You're so What's the word? So caring like that. You could have easily rolled over and passed out, but you stayed with me, holding me tight and playing with my hair. That wasn't an invitation, but I'll take it. Feels nice. You always know how to make me feel great, baby. I'd be nothing without you, my honey bun. My little dumpling. What other things do I call you? I noticed it's all food items that are my pet names, or the ones that I use for you anyway. And what do I get in return for being the world's best goth girlfriend? I get called Stinky Butt. Don't laugh. You're meanie. But if you treat me like this, then I can't forgive you. Just this once, though. Then you have to earn it again by pampering me yet again. You want to do one more thing? What's that? Rub my chest? Oh, that's that vapor rub! Oh my gosh, that stuff takes me back to my childhood. I had no idea we even had any. It's in your bedside drawer this entire time? Oh, it was such a sickly little scrawny thing. It's been years since I've smelled that stuff. Well, I'm sure I could smell it in a second when my dang nose unblocks. I sound so damn nasally. All right, I'll lie back and you can put it on me. Thank you, sweetie. You really do go above and beyond for me. I've said it once and I'll say it again. How damn lucky I am to have you in my life like this. I love having you beside me. It reminds me that I'm never alone in this world. Not while I have you by my side. Everything is gonna be okay in the end, isn't it? I think it will be. I can feel myself drifting. Yeah, I always get really giddy right before I fall asleep. I can hardly keep my eyes open though. My eyelids are so heavy. Thank you for everything, my sweet. Without you, I'm nothing. Oh, I'm serious. I wouldn't be motivated if it wasn't for you. Oh, I try so hard if there's no one to spoil at the end of the day. I was so lonely without you, but my time finally came. I felt like it would never happen, but here you are, with me in bed, looking after me while I'm sick. I'm the luckiest girl in the whole wide world.